opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 3rd of November, it's voting day, election day, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carl and Linda Bott here. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. And phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I have Ashley there at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. If you liked what we saw yesterday, then you'll love today. We are looking at a high of around 80 degrees today, a low of between 40 and 47. They keep saying around 47, but we keep hitting closer to 40 overnight. But we are getting that again tomorrow and a high of 83 on Thursday. But we are getting finally a chance of some precipitation Thursday night into Friday. 50% chance Thursday night into 30% on Friday, which should make for a gorgeous sunrise and a gorgeous sunset Friday night. We are looking at a high of just 59 degrees on Friday after a high of 83 on Thursday. So cool. Big shift. Autumn is here. I am celebrating.
Are you voting?
I already have.
You already voted. Okay, great. Hey, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based company, a veteran-owned company, right, and Anderson, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. But they have a big deal going for veterans this month, and they're taking another 10 cents off a gallon. You're already getting a discount because you're a veteran, but he's taking another 10 cents a gallon off each and every gallon that you buy from Shasta Gas Propane. It's a great deal. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Beverly Holden, who is the Tehama County Veterans Service Representative. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and you're nervous, but don't be. Don't talk to me. Talk to that microphone.
All right.
Okay. So what's going on down in Tehama County? This is the first time we've had a rep up from here.
Well, Kelly was up here before. We had Kelly was our veteran service officer, and she's retired. So we have Andrew Norwood now as our veteran service officer. And I'm a representative, and each county has a veteran service office. So I just want to let everybody know that Tehama County is open. We do have... The lobby is open from 9 to 12, and we keep the distance socially, just if you have to come in and drop off paperwork or something like that. And we do phone appointments and walk-in appointments by you call the phone number 529-3664 and make an appointment, and we'll talk to you and see what's going on and do your
Do you take people inside the office?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So you see somebody face-to-face.
Right.
Or mask-to-mask.
Right. Right.
Okay. So you all are open full time now.
Yes. Yes. Where somebody's there, pretty much. No, not the office isn't not physically open full time, but technically, you can do phone appointments. You know that.
Yeah, but then you can come in and see a representative.
Right. Right. Yeah. You can make an appointment.
All right. So how many veterans are in Tehama County?
Oh gosh, not even sure. I have no clue. I don't do the matrix on those things.
So okay.
Enough.
Okay. Well, is there something special going on down there, or you just want to let everybody know?
I just want to let everybody know that we're open for business, and, thank you, and that anything you need, if sometimes widows have old documents, and you don't want to mail those or that, so we are open for walk-in for that. I mean, well, appointment walk-in. And then the phone appointments, if you have a question or you have something. We did a lot of outreach to Corning, and we had a satellite office in Los Molinas. And I don't want those veterans to think that we just give up on them. We're still open. I just don't go down to those places because of the virus.
The COVID.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about 214s? Do you help people with their 214s?
Right, right. That's one of the places you want to start. There is the National Personnel Records Center had been closed, so that's kind of a challenge. That's one way to get them. And then you can go and get it through eBenefits, is my understanding. There's also a military.com through the VA website that you can get it that way. We can certainly assist you in getting that. And a lot of people, you can register it with the county recorder's office. So you can get that from them if you were savvy enough to go down and actually register it. So, but it's funny, I've got called over there, and they, sure enough, they had one with the guy.
It's rare, though. Somebody registers it at the county
court. It is, yeah.
Well, what about people that are coming in there because they're seeking benefits for injuries suffered during their active service? Do you see a lot of those?
Yeah, that's a claim. There's like three different benefit departments in the VA, separate departments. There's the health care, then the benefits, and then the cemetery. The benefits people is what we file claims for, education benefits, service-connected claims, or pensions, like our widows, those kind of things. And then the health care is separate from that. So you don't want to – sometimes they'll go over to the health care and the doctors say, yeah, you've got a claim, but you still need to go over to our office and file the claim for the benefit. And that would be something we'd help you with. Certainly want to have all your documents, but even if you don't, we can assist you in getting those documents. So if you don't have your discharge and you don't have every record that ever was that you were there, don't let that sway you. Let's go in and talk, and we want to, you know, build a case or at least acknowledge what you do need and what you don't.
Where are you all located at, Tehama County?
It's 444 Oak Street, Suite C. We're downstairs.
Is this in Red Bluff?
In Red Bluff, right.
Okay.
So it's behind the old courthouse in a kind of an annex building. We've kind of moved a couple of times. But we're there. The building is open 9 to 12. And so you can certainly go in there and drop off things. Or if you need Xerox copies or something like that, Kirstie, our office manager, is there 9 to 12. So certainly.
Why do you do this, Beverly? Why are you a... it takes a lot of time and effort, and you don't get paid the most of anybody in county government. Why do you do this?
Well, my mom was a World War II veteran, so she fell and had dementia and kind of got me into this world. And if you don't know to ask, I didn't know. So a wonderful social worker at the hospital that she was in said, you know, she's a veteran. I go, yeah, so... So I called up the Veterans Service Office, and, whoa, she had a lot of veteran benefits that she utilized. And so that kind of got me into it and helping people realize what they are entitled to. A lot of people think, no, give it to the one that really needs it. Well, it's your benefit, and that it just stays on the table if you don't utilize it.
Yeah, because you've earned it. And I don't even like the term entitlement. It's a benefit
that
they have earned.
Right.
And you're right. I wasn't in combat. I should let it know. You served in our armed forces. You put your name on the list. And you could have gone to combat. So,
My mom wasn't in combat, but she was World War II. And
yeah.
She did her part.
Of course. And that's the thing, is that you served our country.
Right.
And whether you were reserve or in active duty. I know a lot of reserves have been called up. I mean, National Guard have been called up to combat.
Right.
And a lot of people think all the National Guard does is, oh, well, they have their meetings every month, and it's like a party and all this. Well, it's not. A lot of them end up spending 6, 7, 8 months or more in a combat zone.
Yeah.
Our own local bridge company here in Reading has been over in combat several times. Beverly, thank you so much for what you do. And how do people get a hold of you all down there?
Okay, so our phone number is 530-529-3664. Just leave a message on the machine, and Kirstie will call you back. Or you can email me, at bholden@co.tehama.ca.us. And hope to hear from you, yeah.
And that's Beverly Holden, Holden.
Right.
And you can reach her that way or just call the office, like she says. And if you're a veteran down in Tehama County, and if you haven't availed yourselves of these services, you need to get down there and find out just what benefits you have earned while you're on active duty, whether it's 2 years or 30 years. So, well, Bev, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for making that drive up here. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. It's Election Day. We're not going to know tonight, probably for the first time ever, who the president's going to be. It's going to take a couple more days. So you're sitting there at night, and depending on how riled up you get over elections, are you going to be laying there at attention, vibrating the whole night? Are you going to be just, are you just going to go, finally, it's time? Well, you know what? With the change in time, the COVID and everything else going on, you need a good night's sleep. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be walking around vibrating and thinking weird things. And Sleep Number provides you that kind of sleep. It allows you to adjust the bed to any firmness that you want. Your partner can have a completely different rating there. Like my Sleep Number setting is 55 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. Sometimes, and you can move that around depending on what kind of day you've had. And right now, the Sleep Number stores has the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. And during the Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on a special edition Smart Bed. Now, $1,799. Plus, because this is Veterans Month, they're having an exclusive offers for military members for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Our Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Go in down there, lay in one of the beds, see what it's like. They have an assortment of beds. One's pedestals, they come back, you know, they can ramp up so you can read in your bed. They've got every different kind of bed you can think of, and they've been rated 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports for their beds. So, Sleep Number. We'll be right back, 7:17 in the morning, and it's 46 degrees out there.
Come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, I love ya tomorrow. You're always a day away.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 28-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven organizational leader in law enforcement who led by example and got things done.
Go with Mazzano.
This is a new voice for Redding City Council who, unlike others, will work the job full-time.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, Council Member, City of Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 605-4567. I think we're kind of clear until 8 o'clock when I got Simpson University rolling in here to talk about a number of things they've got going over there. So we're going to be talking about a variety of different things, and this segment of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital medical center up here, is the only one that has the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times, outpatient or now inpatient. Or inpatient or now outpatient procedures there. And, of course, being one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. And, you know, God forbid, you get put into an ambulance, you can tell them where you want to go. And if you've got chest pains, and why shouldn't you be talking about Shasta Regional Medical Center? I mean, they are in the top 50 hospitals in the nation when it comes to this. Thought, you know, hopefully that nobody has to use the ambulance, but when you do, you get a choice of where you go to. 7:22 in the morning, 46 degrees out there, and Governor Newsom reined in. Could this be? Yeah. Well, a judge ruled yesterday at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon that ordered California Governor Gavin Newsom to stop issuing directives related to the coronavirus that might interfere with state law. She ruled that one of the dozens of executive orders Newsom had issued overstepped his authority and was unconstitutional exercise of legislative power.
Just one?
Well, she broadly barred him from exercising any power under the California Emergency Services Act, which amends, alters, or changes existing statutory law or make new statutory law or legislative policy. He can't do that, but he did. It's the second time a judge has ruled against him, the first time it was stayed. And then now this is going to become final in 10 days unless Newsom's attorneys can raise a new challenge. She found that the California Emergency Services Act itself is constitutional because it makes it clear that Newsom has the authority and necessary in emergencies to suspend statutes and issue orders to protect Californians. But this one centered on an executive order in June requiring the election officials to establish hundreds of locations statewide where voters can cast ballots. The lawmakers after that approved the same requirement, and the judge's decision is not going to have any impact on, of course, today's election. But what it does, it's a victory for separation of power, says Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher and Kevin Kiley, who said Newsom, a Democrat, was single-handedly overriding state laws in the name of keeping California safe. And this is, when you look at some of the edicts he's been passing, some of them capricious, it seems, some of them not well thought out, some of them that have damaged businesses probably to the point where they can't recover on because he can. There has to be something in there that says, wait a minute, this is going to take a legislature to do this, like to continue on with the this emergency act. You've got to go back every 30 days and re-up on this. This says that we are in an emergency here. You just can't declare it once and then keep it going for months, in my opinion. And what she wrote was that it does not permit the governor to amend statutes or make new statutes. The governor does not have the power or authority to assume the legislature's role of creating legislative policy and enactments. So, hey, good on you for Kylie and Gallagher. I wonder where the Dallies were on this, if they agreed with this. I don't know. Their name doesn't appear anywhere around here on this one. Okay, I went down yesterday because Linda received her ballot in the mail, and I didn't. So I went down yesterday to the county clerk's office, which is easy for us to do. Well, it's semi-easy because I walk out of our front door of the office, and I kind of casually turn to the right, and then I start walking. And it's all of two blocks, maybe. But as you're walking down there, they're working, of course, on Market Street, and they're opening it up all the way to Yuba. So they've got these chain link fences everywhere. So you walk straight for a while, then you make another casual right and walk for the end of the block and make a casual left and keep walking, and then you finally find your way to the city clerk's office. It's not a drama. And when I got there, though, there was a line. And people were voting. People were signing up. I got in line. It was relatively quick. I got to a nice young lady, and I filled out the information you need. She hands me a ballot, and I said, wait a minute. I marked on there that I want to take this ballot with me and then vote tomorrow. Oh, okay. Well, I said, can I just take the ballot? Oh, no. No, no, that's different. She gets back in her little computer, and then she takes the ballot, folds it up, and puts it into an envelope. Okay, that's cool. So this morning, right after the show, Linda and I are heading down to Yuba Street to the Veterans Hall, and we're going to go in there. We're going to take our ballots out. We're going to put them through the machine, as many people were doing yesterday, and vote. And I hope that many of you, I urge you to vote. There's no reason not to vote. This is one of your rights guaranteed to you under the Constitution. Imagine if you couldn't vote because you didn't own property. If you didn't own a house, oh, no, sorry, you can't vote. You don't own property. Imagine that. Well, that's the way it used to be in some places. Imagine that you couldn't vote unless you could recite in Arabic the Ten Commandments backwards. Well, in times in Atlanta, Georgia, that was the way it was. You didn't vote unless you could do that. Now.
Or if your grandfather voted. Then you got around that rule.
Oh, maybe. But here's the thing is all you have to do is be able to breathe. Now, I understand that in Chicago they're telling Democrats that, hey, no, go dig up a few of your friends and get them over to the polling place. I don't know if they mean that seriously, dig them up, or just take their names off of the gravestones there, which has happened in Florida. Somebody tried to register a number of dead people in Florida. He was from North Carolina, and they luckily one of the – and here it is. Election officials are looking at it, and they're going, there's something strange about this. And then the guy gets arrested, as he should be. But here's the thing, my friends. Vote. Take a look. And if you are not familiar with all the propositions, I can help you with that. But I'm not going to right now. But if you're not familiar with the propositions, all the propositions, if you're familiar with, say, four or five of them, vote. But vote for the president. You should. There's nobody that doesn't know who's running for president, I hope, and knows something about him. Vote for your congressperson. Vote for your senator, vote for your assembly person, vote, and then down where you have the most impact, let's just say it, where you have the most impact is in the county elections for the board of supervisors in District 4, two people running, Steve Morgan and Patrick Jones, and in the city of Reading, six candidates, two positions, you can vote for that. Those are the ones you have the real impact on, is what happens in our city and our county. And that pretty much, you know, impacts us every day. What the feds do impacts on us, but it's far away. However, you can, you know, get to your congressman and you can, you know, you can reach them and have them help you. The same thing for the state and the assembly, but it's your local people that really has the main impact on you. And those are the ones that you should be careful and know something about them and then vote. If you don't like what they've been doing for your incumbents, if you don't like what they've done in the past, then you vote for somebody else. If you like what they've done, well, then you vote for them. If you're not sure, well, it makes it a little bit harder. Anyway, but today, go out and vote. And I've got some more things I want to talk about on the other side of this break about voting. And some of the things I've noticed, especially in the last few days of the vitriol, the anger, the venom coming out, aimed at people who support Trump, and they don't know them. That you've been seeing it for 4 years, but it's really ramped up here. But one of them I want to talk about is a group of people that I can't understand where the anger is. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark at Home Helpers is looking for some amazing people to help her with her business here. She's got a group of caregivers that are just strictly fabulous with helping people. But she has expanded during this COVID, and she's looking for some more people, either full-time or part-time. For more information, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, and that's what Sharon wants to do, is keep people at home where they're the happiest, where they get better quicker. We'll be right back, 7:31 in the morning, 47 degrees out there.
Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999. Or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And if you don't vote, you should have Mother Liberty shaking her fist at you. I don't know about the boot in the ass, but shaking her fist at you if you don't vote today. If you don't get out there and vote. Let me talk about, I just saw an editorial said, is the Republican Party finished in 2020? No, no. I don't care who wins or who loses. The other party's not finished. Absolutely not. Why? Because half this country is voting for that other party. It's that close, my friends. That's why it's important to vote. You say to yourself, oh, we're in a completely blue state. Doesn't count. Well, yes, it does. That popular vote counts. You remember, you know, for 4 years, President Trump's been beat over the head by, well, he lost by 3 million of the popular vote, which is like a suburb of L.A. or Manhattan in New York. I mean, that's it. Rest of the country, you know, it's balanced. So it doesn't mean the end of either party. It just means they've got to ramp up and figure out, okay, what do we got to do to win 4 years from now? That's what it is. Who do we have to reach out to? How do we be more inclusive? Which is good. How do we be more inclusive? Democrats, how do you get the working man? It used to be you were the quote, the party of the working man. They don't, you know what? Working men and women don't feel that anymore. They feel like you're the party of Hollywood and Wall Street, where it used to be the Republicans. And then if the Republicans lose, how do you get more inclusive out there? How do you bring in Hispanics, more people of color into the party? How do you do that? It's not by giving things away. It's by saying, working together, we can raise this whole boat. Let's pump out the water that's in here that's kind of lowered the boat and get more people into this. So how we can help more people move forward. And I'm not talking about giving things entitlements. No, I'm talking about how do you get people better educated, better trained to be able to move forward into industry and then keep the industry in our country. So is either party finished over this? It's a ridiculous opinion. I'm not even going to say anything more about it than that. What I am going to talk about, though, is the things that I see written in Facebook. I just use Facebook. I don't use mainstream media because mainstream media really has no meaning anymore to me. Whether side you're on, they've picked sides. I'm not talking about the opinion shows. I mean, that's just exactly what it is. Sean Hannity, Joe Scarborough, they're entertainers. That's what they are. They're not, you know, and are you entertained? Are you not entertained as the gladiator from Gladiator? Yeah, Russell Crowe said as he turned, as he killed three people, and he turns and he throws his sword at the crowd. He says, "Are you not entertained?" They're entertainers. It's when you get into your news sources that when they write things, they use certain words, and they are more than happy to point out anything in their opinion that makes it wrong. And the vast majority of the stories have been negative about Trump. They just have been. Based on anonymous sources that the New Yorker was the latest, based it on one anonymous source. And was slapped down so fast, it wasn't even funny. What an embarrassment that is. The New York Times having to print retractions on things. It's embarrassing. What happened to the days when you just got, here's the news, you decide? What happened to that? Or newspaper articles that gave you the who, what, where, when, how? Not why, because you can't give whys. Because then you have to, you know, then you have to give your own opinion. Anyway, I've noticed that over 90% of the things I read in Facebook, which come from people, you hope. I guess they could be drugs or bots or things, but most of these are people I know by name. The reason they aren't voting for Trump has nothing to do with what he's accomplished. The whole thing is a personality thing. A personality. They don't like him personally. They don't like the things he said. They don't like the fact he's been married three times, which I don't think should disqualify you from anything personally. They don't like the idea that he has that he has used terms that inflame people, or that has been taken out of context and keeps being bandied about. They don't like the idea that 200,000 people have died and that every death is due to Trump. I mean, which of course is ridiculous in any sense of the word, But it's all personality. And I was talking to a person I like very much. And I said, well, what about the things he's accomplished? Well, what? What's he accomplished? And I went through like five things very quickly and emphasizing like the VA and what he's done for veterans. And then, several other things. And she goes, well, I didn't know that. Well, you didn't know that because you're so fixated on the fact you don't like him because you think he's a misogynist. You don't look at things that have been accomplished by this man, you know, with the in almost the entire press aimed against him. All of Hollywood, who really gives a damn about that, but they seem to keep getting their names in the paper and in TV and all these online articles. So they're basing it on purely on this hatred of him, not what he's accomplished. I mean, the guy's been put in for a Nobel Prize by three different governments. Come on. Which leads to the next one. A friend that I know of Jewish heritage really dislikes him and put down the reasons why, but they were all personal reasons. Oh, he's got corruption around him. You know, ma'am, if I could just say this. Are you telling me that Biden doesn't have corruption around him? Are you saying that any politician doesn't have corruption around him? The things that the people around Trump were found guilty for had nothing to do with electioneering or anything like that. It had to do with bond dealing. It had to do with money laundering. You know, and when you say money laundering, can you not add the name Hunter after that, allegedly? But here's the thing, is my friends of Jewish heritage, is Trump has done more for your homeland, Israel, than any other president has in what? Decades? Half a century? He's brokered peace. peace between Israel and three different Arab nations. And if he gets reelected, Saudi Arabia is going to roll in there for that. People in Israel are definitely afraid if Biden gets in there, everything's going to be wiped out. Every advance under President Trump could be wiped out. He moved he moved our embassy to Jerusalem, where every president up to him has said we're going to move it to Jerusalem. But of course they didn't. So when I hear people of Jewish heritage saying how much they dislike him because of his personality, they ought to take a look at what their relatives and people in Israel say about Donald Trump, where he's their hero. They got kids being named after him. They named streets after him. And Israel is just a microcosm of the things he has done. Why do I like Donald Trump as far as it comes to the military and foreign affairs? He hasn't started another war. No, he's been pulling people out of harm's way. Zero wars this man has started. Zero wars. And he didn't pull people out willy-nilly, which led to the growth of ISIS, the caliphate of ISIS as under Joe Biden and Barack Obama, where we had to put men and women back into harm's way to wipe this terrorist organization out. Yeah, that's one of the things I look at, because I took it real personally every time I was ordered into harm's way. And did we ever question it? You know what? Sometimes. Is this the best place I could be right now for these reasons? You don't question it out loud. You don't say anything in front of your troops. You're there. And it just so happens I believed in everything that we did. This was the right thing to do. From my observations, from where I was. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another place here in town that I wholeheartedly endorse, because Cornerstone Community Bank cares. They care about this community. When it came to the Paycheck Protection Program, it wasn't just their customers they looked out for. No, it was everybody. They moved everybody's dreams forward. They didn't care if you were a customer or not. They were there to help you. Three locations, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, another one at 1845 California Street right downtown, and the other at Raley's Shopping Center, the old Raley Shopping Center, 192 Hartnell Avenue, where Trish Clark and I will be Thursday, because we're going to go and collect for people that are going to come in and help the RABA and collecting money for bus passes for our veterans. Last year we had enough for over 700 veterans to ride those buses, and this year we want to double that. So that'll be Thursday from 7 to 9. Just stop by, say hello. And for everybody that donates, you're going to get a Black Bear Diner $5 gift certificate. Just have to come on by. We'll be right back. 747, 46 degrees.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the City of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall. This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling the candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue. We support our local veterans, and we hope you will also. With a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Election Day. Carl and Linda Bylin is on assignment. Free Fire Radio here is broadcasting worldwide on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. We're streaming. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Yeah, Mike Huber. Works by appointments only. He's a very busy guy because he does very great work. You can count on Mike to redesign if that's what it takes, but to put in the finest granite, marble, quartz, you name it, he will put it in there, and I guarantee you, you will be happy with it. He works in such a professional, artistic way. We gave him the keys to our house for 4 days, came back, and the whole kitchen had been redone with the granite, with the backsplash, with everything. Absolutely beautiful. He has a touch, that man does. Veteran-owned business, and he works by appointment only, so call him at 241-STONE, that's S-T-O-N-E, or look up Estate Granite on the internet, estategranite.com. Okay, it's Election Day. I've been urging everybody out there to vote. You're going to be hearing music like that throughout the show. What a great country this is. A great country needs to be directed. And it's directed by the voters. Yes. Now, I said that we won't know this for 3 or 4 days, as somebody pointed out to me in the chat room, because the chat room is a very smart group of people out there. In year 2000, which would have been the Bush Gore, I believe, it took them like a month to figure it out with all the hanging Chad. Who can ever forget the photo of the guy holding the ballot up, looking, is that Chad hanging there or is it not, you know? Anyway, I think that we've come further than that. Maybe not. Another question is, did Trump really have COVID? I think Trump, yes, really had COVID. I took a quick survey of everybody in the offices and are waiting here to be on the next hour. And I said, do you think Trump really had COVID? And it was unanimous. Everybody pretty much believes, or no, everybody believes that he did have COVID. Why would you say that? Oh, was he going for the COVID vote? I'm not sure. I don't think that's the way to do it. They have, again, the things that are being said and the things that are the threat of violence now. I have never been in an election in this country. And I've been voting for relatively long time. I've never heard anything, any ever threats of violence like you're hearing on this. National Guards are even called into 16 cities. 16 cities. Do I dare say they're Democrat-ruled cities? Okay, I will, because they are. But to have people fear online, on Facebook, well, I kind of fear, gosh, what's going to happen? People are starting to buy things like toilet paper again and paper towels and flour and yeast to make bread because of the, quote, unrest, the violence afterwards. Well, I can guarantee, 85% of the people in the United States, if you believe polls, fear or say there's going to be violence after this election. I can almost guarantee you if Trump wins tonight, there will be violence. It will not be in Oklahoma City. It won't be in Peoria, Iowa. It won't be in Hannibal, Missouri. It won't be in Redding, California. It won't be in, I'm not sure about Medford. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be Medford. Boise, Idaho won't be there. Won't be in Great Falls, Montana. It won't be in the vast majority of our country. But if Trump wins tonight, yeah, count on violence. I have people coming up. As you know, I teach concealed carry for Northern Firearms Instruction. I have people coming up to me all the time. I've got a 8-person private class this weekend. I was approached by a lady that said that she's going to be spending 2 weeks out of the month down in the L.A. area, 2 weeks of the month up here in Redding. And she actually is in fear because of the things that are going on down there and wanted to get through a class. Of course, be more than happy to do that. But the idea of violence after an election in this country, and we're not a third world nation, my friends. I've seen violence. I've seen polling places blown up. I've seen machine gun attacks on people at polling stations. I've seen houses blown up. I have seen candidates for office killed, throats cut, their family killed because they had the audacity to run for office. That was not in America. That was not in the United States. But I have seen it. I don't picture that in the United States. When people ask me about the chances of violence here in Redding, I go, zero. Zero. It's not going to be any. I can't guarantee that one person isn't going to come down and do something strange. But organized violence in Redding? Absolutely not. And in the vast majority of our cities and our towns in this country are not going to see violence after that election tonight. Now, we were discussing, okay, so Biden wins. Will there be violence? I don't see, as Ashley and I spoke about it, I don't see people that are voting for Trump, for the vast majority of the people voting for Trump, I don't see them rioting in the streets tonight or tomorrow. I see that if they think it's not fair, that there's going to be lots of lawsuits.
Yeah.
I don't see rioting. I don't see police cars being set on fire. I don't see any of that stuff. However, as we can view in Portland, which has had, gosh, they're still rioting there in Portland, that will, what's going to happen if it looks like Trump wins tonight and then in 3 days and then in 5 days, if he still maintains the lead and he wins the presidency is reelected, what will happen? It'll be interesting.
The interesting thing for me is that I think people will blame Trump for winning, blame him for all of these things that are happening, all of these riots and stuff. Well, it's Trump's fault because he won. And I'm not really sure that's a valid argument, but I'm betting you're going to see that if the election goes that way.
They cheated. You know, they're cheated.
Well, there's going to be that regardless. Regardless of who wins, there's going to be declarations of that.
Okay, here's a question here from Pondering Earthling. Do you know why the Second Amendment wasn't covered as much in this election, especially in the debates? It's easy. That's a losing plank in the Democratic platform. They want to take your guns. I don't know why President Trump didn't bring it up and say, maybe Mr. Biden can explain why he wants to take your sporting rifle away and why he wants to have you have to register them with the federal government and every magazine that you own that holds over 10 rounds and pay $200 a piece for each one of them. Maybe he can explain why he wants to do that and why his vice presidential candidate says, we'll come to your doors and take those guns. Maybe you can explain that. Anyway, got to run. And Simpson University and Dr. Norm Hall is with us when we return. And you never did think that it ever
would happen again. In America's future, you never did. Candidates delivered their final appeals to the voters. Democrat Joe Biden spent yesterday in Ohio and Pennsylvania. President Trump held a series of campaign events in battleground states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Wearing a red hat that matched his signature red tie, the president climbed on stage for one last Make America Great Again rally of the 2020 campaign. It took place here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the same city where he held his final rally in 2016. The president said he thinks he's in a stronger position now than he was 4 years ago and told rallygoers here in Michigan he's hoping for a repeat of his surprise win that helped send him to the White House. Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Business owners fearing a wave of post-election violence, doing what they can to protect their property.
In downtown Washington, the sounds of power tools echoed through the streets as workers boarded up dozens of businesses. In downtown Indianapolis, an eye care practice and a nearby bank put up boards over the weekend. Both businesses suffered extensive damage during May disturbances after the death of George Floyd. Portland, Oregon has seen nearly nightly protests for 5 months. And today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown put the National Guard on standby. She's using her executive authority to activate a unified command.
Voter intimidation and political violence will not be tolerated.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And Wall Street is rallying on this election day. Right now, the Dow is up 659 points for a gain of more than 2%. The NASDAQ, 247 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations?
With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Even as hopes of reaching survivors start to fade, rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir pulled a young girl alive from the rubble of a collapsed apartment building 4 days after a strong earthquake. The BBC's Mahmoud Hamzaji is in Izmir.
Rescue workers said that when their team reached the girl, Ida asked them for water and a traditional yogurt drink. She is reported to be in a stable condition. Ida joins the children rescued on Monday as symbols of hope in a country sorely hit by the earthquake. The search for survivors is continuing, but the number of victims of Friday's quake has now exceeded 100.
And the rescue of that girl comes one day after a 3-year-old child and a 14-year-old girl were also pulled alive from the rubble of collapsed buildings in Izmir, which is the third largest city in Turkey. News and analysis at townhall.com. House Democrats weighing how to move ahead with a flurry of ongoing probes and future investigations should President Trump lose the election.
The big question hanging over Democrats is whether to lean into post-election investigations that could detract from their legislative priorities under a Joe Biden presidency and risk further dividing the electorate. The answer is likely to come into focus once the chairs of the various investigative committees receive directions from Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Biden if he wins. Democrats acknowledge they'll need to strike a balance of not appearing vindictive while conducting what they say is legitimate congressional oversight.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Two tiny New Hampshire communities that vote for president just after the stroke of midnight on Election Day have cast their ballots. Results in Dixville Notch were a sweep for former Vice President Biden. He won all five of the town's votes. In Millsfield, about 12 miles to the south, President Trump won 16 votes to Biden's five. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Quickly reaching the point where we can start saying celebrating 11 years on the air, but we won't do that. We'll just do this for 10 years. Phone lines here, 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR. 1460.com, of course, 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ashley's at the helm. She is, what we've said is that she's running everything here.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha. And if she thinks I'm getting too carried away, she just turns off my microphone.
I haven't done that yet.
You've never done that. Not on purpose, though.
Okay, yeah, not intentional.
We have a small static electricity problem during one part of the year that we get a lot of static electricity in there, and when their hand gets near one of the buttons, it'll flick it off. Which,
wow.
I used to think they were doing it on purpose. So I was in there running it one day and went, how'd that happen?
Yep.
And then I believed them.
Yay. It took you experiencing it to believe us. Well, you don't trust us? Is that what you're telling me?
I trust you. I trust you all.
Oh, good.
I have the best set of producers ever with the four we have now.
We have a pretty good team
We have a good team right now, and it's just trying to, but producers are so independent. It's like herding cats. You know, okay, this is what I do, and I write it down. This is what I need from you. Everybody nods their head. They lick their paws. And I might as well just save my time.
That's right.
You get that with students too. Anyway, but you all are great.
Well, thank you. We are looking at a beautiful week this week in true Reading autumn style. We have a 25-degree drop between Thursday and Friday, with a high of 83 degrees on Thursday night, rain overnight, into a high of 59 on Friday. But today we're looking at a high of 80 degrees with a low of around 40 overnight. Somewhere between 40 and 47. They've been saying 47 all week and we've been hitting 41. So we're looking at the same thing tomorrow. And then our first chance for precipitation again will be Thursday night. So we're all celebrating that. We're going to have some gorgeous sunsets Thursday and Friday. Send us the pictures on Facebook so we can share them and celebrate our beautiful North State.
There you go. And the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And during the month of November, they are giving veterans another 10 cents off per gallon of propane. It's a great deal. And Chuck and Judy just want to give more to our veterans. 365-3793. With me is Dr. Norm Hall, the president of Simpson University, and good morning.
Good morning.
Gosh, this has got to be 6 months at least you've been coming in here.
That's right.
Maybe longer. And you took over
2.5 years ago.
Gosh, it doesn't seem that long. Yeah. It really doesn't. So you've been coming on longer than 6 months.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. It does.
Right.
But, you know, and so you took over a college or a university that was having problems. Let's just say it.
We had some challenges.
Some real challenges there. And you have turned it around in many ways. And then you get, when you're on the fast track, you've got a large enrollment increase. All these things are happening. And then the Chinese. Okay, you're not going to like it. Okay, it's not Dr. Halsey, it's me. The Chinese let the Wuhan virus loose.
It certainly hasn't helped us.
No, it's had a severe impact on most places.
Right.
I can't think of any place it hasn't have. But what's the COVID situation at Simpson as of today?
Well, you know, 81%, just a recent stat, 81% of colleges and universities in the United States dropped in enrollment and new student and return rate. And we were, again this year, part of the 19% that grew, 27 traditional undergraduate students. We did have some reduction in our Tozer Seminary, but it was more because we graduated a big class at our center down in Woodland. So we are in a very rare category, Carl, of small Christian liberal arts universities that have grown now 3 years in a row, and we're thrilled.
Well, the and this is strange because we also have small Christian universities going under.
Yes,
they're ceasing to exist.
Unfortunately, and it's particularly difficult to carry costs associated with being on the West Coast. A friend of mine is a president in Florida. And his costs, just raw costs, are about two-thirds of what ours are.
Two-thirds?
About two-thirds, yeah.
And why is that?
Well, I think there's a lot of costs associated with, as of course, taxes and policy and fuel and required payment, pay levels. And it's a lot of policy. And as you know, we want to be good stewards, and to be a good steward, you have to pay to Caesar what is Caesar's, and you have to be upstanding and transparent, and that's what we do. And we've been blessed in spite of the challenges, partly because we're in California, because young people want to come to California. Young people, once they hear about Redding and the beauty of Lassen and Shasta and the great weather and great community, it's a lot of excitement, really bubbling up. We've been, for too long, a well-kept secret. We're getting the word out with very aggressive marketing. And as you know, new programs that are beginning to pop, as well as sports. So I think we're beating the odds because we're doing the right things. And you know, Carl, I appreciate your accolades for me, but it really is that we have a fantastic a community of dedicated faculty and staff at Simpson University, and they make a very personal, very legitimate, high-quality education that sets up students for great lives after they graduate, and that's what moms and dads want to invest in now.
Well, I think that's it, and the fact that you can get a quality education, and you're opening up the school to many more disciplines.
Right.
As you
That's
go along, right. You started the engineering.
That's right. And digital media and computer information systems and kinesiology. And then, of course, you remember the new sports, including bass fishing, which I'll mention again. We're number one in the state. We started the season number 99 in the nation, according to bass fishing, Bass Pro Shops. And I think we've probably climbed that chart. We were at 37 for 27 for a period of time. So, I mean, that's just a statement of many other areas, like the nursing program has real, legitimate academic rigor, and we have been number 7 in the state of California out of 140. I never get tired of saying that. We just had an accreditation by the National Nursing Board, all thumbs up. And it's nothing but growth and success there. We're seeing that in all of our academic programs. And again, Carl, it comes back to excellent faculty.
Well, you've been recruiting, and
absolutely.
You're changing some things around. You have a new athletic director.
That's right. Tom Stites, if you haven't met him yet, he's a fantastic guy, a lot of experience, and he has some ideas for some additional sports that may include cheer, competitive cheer, the online gaming, and possibly some others out in the future, but we'll have to see.
Online gaming.
Right.
I can't imagine but
it's hard to believe, but there are
well,
there are
it
young
is only because
now.
Of where I come from, but
right.
There are millions of people out there
right.
that are involved in that.
And there's some making a lot of money having a YouTube channel, allowing other people to watch them play, and getting sponsorships for it's just mind-boggling to me because, I would go out and play basketball outside. But I don't want to shoot. I don't want to shoot down anybody. Cast aspersions. It's a new day, and people have new talents. And what they say is, and you know this, Carl, if you have 10,000 practice repetitions on something, you get muscle memory and you develop excellence. If you begin to work with computers and develop similarly intuitive intellectual skills, those students are really being set up for careers that are going to drive the economy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we have computer information systems as one of our majors.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University. We're talking about the new disciplines that they have offered on the new sports that have been offered out there in the last 2 years, which continues to grow. And I have one question here that we'll get to when we get back, that the university should have college bowling team.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is located right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. It's the only place I had my haircut since I moved to Reading has been Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, sometimes when you walk into a place and you sit down, you kind of look around, you see the jackalope, you see the aged stuffed heads on the wall that have been there probably way before the barbershop this group took over 20-something, 30 years ago. And then you realize that hey, this is a great place. This is a great place. Well, it's still a great place, even during COVID. You don't get to sit around and chit-chat with people, but you come in and get a great haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. Veterans and seniors get discounts. They work on appointments only. You can call it 244-9478. Come in, get a great haircut. Can still kind of figure out what's going on around town because they know everything. As people would chit-chat with them while they're in the chair getting this great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. That might have had something to do with it, too. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. It's 46 degrees and 8:16 in the morning.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 206-0545-67. Good morning, everybody. It's Election Day. Amen. I hope right now, if you haven't voted, that you're kind of casually having that last cup of coffee, that you're getting up, you're picking up your ballot, you're going to your polling place, or you're going down to the city clerk, or you're going to one of those places you can drop off your ballot and then drop it off. Today, Linda and I are going to go down there right after the show, and we're going to watch our ballot going into that little machine and it being counted.
That's right.
There you go. There's something about that. Take my I voted, put it on my forehead, and wear it all day. Maybe not on my forehead, but wearing it all day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, and we started off with COVID and kind of got away from it. What is the status of COVID right now at Simpson University?
Well, Carl, I'm going to start off again. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. Second of all, accolades. Thanks for our County Board of Health, who's given us enormously effective guidelines. We've tried to exercise a lot of discipline as a result of that. Since this started, we've had 28 total, 21 of those students, 7 employees. And then, so that means very, very few folks from, half of the students were on campus. The rest were from the local region. Mm-hmm. And of course, we do a lot of testing. Our most recent test of 200 students came back, all zeros. And we have one on campus right now. And so we have very stringent protocols, and we've been very fortunate that our people have attended to those carefully, and we're sidestepping the bullet.
So even if people are on your campus, like staying there, they still have to live under your
absolutely
dictates.
100%.
So you've got about 40 rooms there that Bethel. Mm-hmm. Bethel School uses, that they fall under your guidelines
They follow the same guidelines for anybody on our campus.
So no cases there. Okay. So, and you're having face-to-face classes also.
We are, but they're called high flex, and so there's more distance between students. They wear masks, faculty wear masks, and we have a maximum for each room. And so we also built a new student union on the first floor of the Owen Center. When this is over, you have to stop by and send people by to buy a coffee at the Bean Scene. And that allows students to do this high flex where they don't have to be in every class. They can be in the union on their computer. So all of our faculty are teaching in person and online simultaneously. We have people in around the world, in Hong Kong and other places, Italy, who are still students who couldn't get back yet, and our high flex is allowing us to continue uninterrupted.
Oh, we had a listener say, "Oh, I don't understand why you're having different classes," but that the nursing program, mm-hmm. you know, makes sense to them,
right?
But your nursing program is like what, seventh in the state?
Number seven in the state out of 140. Number one private Christian university for nursing in the state is my understanding.
Is this going to be able to? Are you going to be able to sustain that? I mean, do you have a lot of people applying to get in? I
guess absolutely.
Is the way to answer that.
The higher your numbers climb, the more people want to be a part of that program. And right now, we're in discussion with the VA representing the North here with the possibility of more clinicals helping them out. And you know, Carl, that's one of the things that I want us to be about, that Simpson wants to be about, supporting and celebrating our men and women who have served on the front lines and in our city and emergency responders. So whatever we can do to support the VA and similar agencies, we're going to be doing that.
When you start with students when they first get there as freshmen, to teach them to give back and mm-hmm. starting stewardship.
Right.
What is stewardship?
You know, stewardship is about, so for instance, at a school like Simpson, we raise a fair amount of money every year in the millions, and a good portion of that goes into endowed scholarships, and that directly, the interest off that directly scholarships the next generation of students. And stewardship was really, really strong in the psyche of most Americans 80 years ago. But it hasn't been quite that in the last 40 years. In fact, alumni giving, for example, has fallen off pretty sharply since the 80s. So we think that it's really important to help students understand how much of their education, for instance, up to 51% on average of our students' tuition is discount and scholarship. We have to help them understand that they're the next generation. They say learn, earn, return. So we're setting them up to make more money, to have a more comfortable living, more influencing lifestyle, and we want them to learn to give back so that the next generation of college students have the same advantages. So that's what we're teaching now.
You did that at your last university.
Yes, sir.
How did that work out?
It was a ton of fun. I started a young alumni association. And we did things like Give Big to the Pig, and we're doing that here now. We hand out these plexiglass red pigs, and we walk around and tell students, we educate them. Did you know that donors fund up to 49% of your education? They have no idea. No one's ever told them. Did you know that these buildings and these chairs, academic chairs, are endowed by alumni and donors? No, they did not know. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a Give Big to the Pig campaign. It's you put your change in there. Then we have Give Big to the Pig events. You know, the piggy bank is symbolic of stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
And when the students show up, we have a pig dump. They dump their change out. They learn along the way about the advantages of good stewardship, about giving back. And then we give them a little something. We're planning a pig roast. At my last school, we had a we had a pig roast and barn dance. And so we're allowing us to have some fun. and we commission young juniors and seniors in college who volunteer to be on the Young Alum Committee. So they begin to transform themselves from within. We just help them have fun with it. At my last school, we had 15% increase in young donors after graduation because of programs like that. We have to set ourselves up for the future. That's part of running a university.
Okay, we're here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson. He's the president of Simpson University. Their COVID numbers are zero. They just had 200. They've got one person that's got it. But the last 200 people they tested have come up negative.
That's right.
There are some Bethel students on campus, but they fall under the same parameters as every other student at Simpson, and they have zero cases.
Right.
There's been a lot of consternation, as you know, in our city with Bethel and COVID response, but if you're going to be on Simpson University, you live by Simpson rules. Also, when you drive onto Simpson University, they take your temperature.
Right there at the gate. You can't get through without it.
Yeah, I got to stop. You know, I shouldn't drink coffee before I hit that gate. And
if somebody does turn up positive, we do the tracing protocols in line with the guidance from the county. We put those folks either in isolation or what a shelter in place kind of a format where they don't go out to eat or go to class. They do everything in their room. So there's normal living, then there's quarantine, then there's isolation. So if somebody tests positive, the first thing we do is say, go home where you can eat mom's chicken soup, talk to your local doctor, come back when you have a negative test.
Okay.
But they take all their classes online. Young people, by and large, I'm not writing a statement for all people, but by and large, young people pass through this quite easily, and we allow them to not miss class, and that's working out really well.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. River Common Senior Living, the premier retirement community, not an assisted living facility. No. This is for active seniors that like to travel, like to visit the North State and all this. They just have said, I've had enough of taking care of grass and plumbing and wondering if there's going to be toilet paper there that day. They don't have to worry about that at River Commons. They don't have to worry about meals. They've got a gourmet chef there that provides a variety of great foods and a number of different programs you can either be a part of or not. It's up to you because, you know, you're making your own decisions there. You worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living, and they are pet friendly. Give them a call at 238-5981 to get some more information or to arrange a tour. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2, Health Insurance Counseling, Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Election Day, the 3rd of November, 8:35 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who you just heard from. Give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Simpson University, and with us is Andy Tuggle, who is heads up their veterans. I guess you could say the veterans program over at Simpson. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay, move in a little bit closer if you're going to wear that mask there, buddy.
Yep.
Get in there for close combat.
Sounds good.
Tell us about Andy.
Well, I spent a little bit of time at Simpson University back in 2013. I graduated from Simpson University with a degree in psychology, and from there I was kind of trying to figure out what I was going to do. So I thought, you know what? What's my best next step? And sure enough, it was the Army. So I spent a little bit of time in the Army as a 35 Foxtrot, which is a intelligence analyst. So I spent my first 9 months in training, got accepted into a program called Quick Start, where I went did intel for Joint Special Operations Task Force. So I did some intel for some of the task force over in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Spent about 2 years over there. You know, basically I was a target analyst, so found the bad guys, got the bad guys, and that was my job. Then after that, I came back to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, good old Arizona, and I taught my instructors kind of what I was doing and the new programs and stuff like that. And I found myself getting out of the military and started servicing the veteran community. I started my service out with children at Travis Air Force Base down in Vacaville, Fairfield area, mm-hmm. servicing their children with autism, and made my way up here to Simpson University to service our veterans here at Simpson University.
Okay, so obviously your military experience Correct. Has really helped you with this.
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you see as the greatest opportunities veterans have at Simpson?
At Simpson? So I think the best opportunity, and this is somebody who is in the military, somebody who went to Simpson, the biggest opportunity is it is a private Christian university, and it is fully paid for by the military. So, you know, you get out, you're not really sure what you want to do. It is a small community where you get service, not only for myself, but just from our community there at Simpson University, where you really get to interact with everybody every single day and just get to have a better community for our veterans.
What are some of the programs you have for veterans here?
Well, so right now we have our Salute Honor Society, which is a nationally recognized honor society, just like you would if you, you know, got a 4.0 GPA in college, mm-hmm. something that can go on the resume. We also have a veteran work study, so we're a work site for our veterans who are looking for work while they're going to school. So we have right now we have four individuals who are working for me. They get paid to do it by the military, by the federal government to work while they're going to school. And we also just have a lot of outreach within a community with our VSO, Celestina, and getting services that way.
Do you have a separate location for the veterans?
We are in Mod 7 at Simpson University.
Is that a separate location then? Or
no.
Is that part of another larger group?
No.
In other words, you have your area there. Correct. But it's not like a separate building.
Right, right.
Okay. What about our community really supports veterans.
It does.
Do you see that in your position there at Simpson University?
I do. I think there are a lot of ways that the community does service our veterans, and I think there's a lot of ways that there's more that we can do.
Do you think that having a systematic way of approaching businesses in this area and, you know, talking about offering veterans a chance in the sense of, hey, we're looking for an engineer, we're looking for an IT guy, we're looking for a nurse, we're looking for, you know, a teacher that, and these are veterans, and we'd like to make sure we're on your mailing list. I mean, do you have something like that?
We did. But it's mostly, you know, it's a program almost like O2 staffing, where they have these jobs that may be temporary, that don't last too long, but there are not a lot of career building jobs. So right now, that is something that I'm looking for, actively looking for, is people in the community that are looking to hire veterans that are coming out of our business programs, that are coming out of our nursing programs, and for placement. And right now we have 48 veterans in our community at Simpson. And when they all graduate, I want to be able to find a placement for them so that they can continue their career.
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, I see that as something that's a way of letting our businesses know is that we have veterans that have received their college degrees.
That's right.
That that they should be maybe on the top of their list to look at because they bring with them so many different aspects of life qualities, of life experience,
right.
of leadership.
Maturity.
Maturity, leadership. We have a number of businesses in Reading that are veteran owned.
Right.
So I would think that there, you know, we can make this some kind of a win-win situation for our veterans who are graduating from Simpson and also our businesses here keeping people in town. The other thing I was thinking about is how do you recruit veterans? I mean, everybody reaches out, but what do you do to reach out to veterans? Because a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of very Christian people serving in the military.
There is.
And they, you know, our churches are well attended, they've done their 4 years, and they want, you know, they've got their education paid for because of their service. How do you reach out to these people, these men and women?
I think one of my primary ways that I've kind of reached out was through different veteran organizations. For example, there's one that does career fairs or college fairs that they put on almost every 3 months or so. So I've attended a few of those. The other way is just partnering with some of our units here in California and places that I can kind of just reach out and touch where I can give them all of our information, and as people are transitioning out of the military, it's just a resource that they can just reach out and grab while they're going through their transition programs in the military. That's my two big ways. And then also we have our social media, of course, that we're starting to kind of enlarge.
Well, you know, every one of the services have a transition week, right. Or sometimes it's 2 weeks.
Yep.
As people are transitioning out of the military, is there a way to put Simpson into that, either on a social media way or something like that, so when they're being told about, hey, this is your future, these are your benefits, and that there's, you know, hey, there's universities and colleges that want you to come there.
Right. There absolutely is. One of those things is reaching out to their education department and giving them our pamphlets and stuff. Right now, there's not a lot of TAP classes, the transition programs that are really occurring in person, and they're not really allowing a lot of people in to come talk at these transition programs.
Right, I understand that.
But I think my biggest avenue right now has been recently we have our OCS program with the National Guard,
mm-hmm.
where people are allowed to do their OCS program while they're finishing up their degree. It's about once they hit 90 units, they can transition and become an officer in the National Guard. And part of that, we have one student who is enrolled right now who I'll be taking down to Sacramento and further down to San Luis Obispo for his once-a-month check-ins and doing the OCS program.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give me the opportunity to go to bases and just say, hey, I'm here. This is an opportunity for some of your students, for some of your guys to –
yeah,
so
I
come
mean,
on up to ready.
They get an honorable discharge out of the military, and they can carry on with going to school in a beautiful place that
mm-hmm.
offers a whole lot of different things
right.
for them. And, you know, a lot of them are outdoors types. So, you know, hiking, biking, fishing, all these different things. Simpson University offers a whole lot of these things. Andy, I really appreciate meeting you today because I know that veterans have always had a spot out there at
mm-hmm.
Simpson University. And I would love to see you grow 100 or 150 veterans.
That'd be awesome.
And get your own building and then, you know, slowly but surely take over all the student body positions.
That'd
president,
be great.
Vice president.
President Andy, we can do it.
That's right. Have your own, a paintball team that participates with all the rest of them and all that. Anyway, Andy, thanks a lot. Thank you for your service, son.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Guns, keep us strong. That's what this
vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At
at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also. With a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m., your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your election headquarters for right now. We thought about going out and going to the different local places tonight where people are, you know, watching the celebration, but it's really, really difficult to do.
That's right.
They're having them in their houses. They're having, you know, because of COVID. I remember going around a couple of times. We were in the veterans halls. We were in union buildings. We were in big rooms. We were down at the casino, the card place down there. That's on Hilltop. It's not been open ever. I don't, you know, it's just another thing. It's just another business that pays your taxes, pays your rent, pays your lease, pays all the money and is not able to open up. Thank you, Mr. Newsom. So, but we encourage everybody to vote. No, don't vote five times, but just to go out and vote. And I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University. Now, of course, most of your students, though, are from out of area. Mm-hmm. Do you encourage them to vote?
Absolutely. So, yeah. And we have every day, we get once a year, we get notice from Federal Financial Aid asking us if we are promoting understanding of the Constitution and our way of life. And that's part of what we do.
Well, we're here also with Roy Melendez, who is the you're in charge of advancement. Is that right?
I'm in charge of advancement.
And advancement is like one of those words.
It's the $10 moniker for the fundraising.
Yeah. And under COVID, it has got to be harder to raise funds. And because there are so many grants, there are so many scholarships that Simpson offer. I mean, you can get out of 4 years of college here without owing any money.
That's right.
I mean, that's unusual. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that comes from the money you raise.
Well, that our team raised, that I'd like to kind of take this moment to really say that we're kind of the vehicle, but it really depends on those individuals who over the years have been loyal in their support for
Simpson.
That's
right.
It really is all that. I share with some of the students right now when we're pulling together an opportunity for them to learn about stewardship and you know, thinking about giving to the university, even as an undergrad, is that they're here. because of someone else's generosity.
That's right.
And they, in turn, can be the future benefactor of another student that will be arriving at Simpson. I think that's a really big point right now that we really want to bring home to young people, is that there has been a legacy of donors who've supported Simpson. It's been tough, yes. You know, Carl, you indicated that it must be hard being out there being fundraising. Well, yeah, because we can't go see people like normally we would as fundraisers.
Right. You can't put them in that double arm block, arm bar.
That's right.
Right. Right. Not let them go till they cough it up, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do that. So when I came aboard, we set about a strategy of what I called smiling and dialing. And it was basically the idea to stay engaged with our supporters, stay engaged with our donors. Anything from just simple phone calls to cards, calling them up and seeing if we'd like to pray for them. Things that would let them know that we have, even though we're challenged right now, absolutely, their generosity is still, you know, top of mind for us. You know, we want to encourage them. We're actually, even in this challenging time, I had a chance to report to the board that we received 115 donations from donors who basically had not supported the university for a while. Because we reached out to them and asked, right? Gosh, we had, I'd say, upwards of 600 new donors, even during this challenging time.
What do you attribute that to, Roy?
I think one is engaging them and letting and telling them the story that yes, we're moving forward. Simpson is still going strong. You know, our theme of Simpson Rising is an actuality, even in this time. Dr. Hall has shared that you know we had a. Even in this challenging time, we've had some students come aboard. We've had more students come aboard than last year. So I think the biggest tie that binds our donors is their care for the university.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, Simpson University of Reading is something that we can't forget. I mean,
Reading's hometown university.
There you go. Yep. And now it's not just strictly learning to be a teacher or a nurse or a theologian.
That's right.
Now
right.
You've got so many different, class disciplines, new things people can get into, sports, the activities that you have to look at the whole person. And just the way you described it last time, and I thought it was beautiful, that you have to look at the whole person. You can't look and you can't stovepipe students anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Where you used to be able to do that. Now you've got to look at that whole person that maybe gaming is what they're into, but this is also a great chance to learn other things in IT that they can go on from this to the future. Athletics is a way for people to express themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
And it also allows them to go to a fine university and with a scholarship because they've excelled at something that they have tried their whole lives. It is a whole person you've got to look at.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's about integrating our legacy of mission, in that it's a Christ-centered university. We don't forget that even as we offer these new programs, you know, faith is integrated across the board. And that's what we'd like to share with everyone is things are changing, but we're still staying true to the mission.
That's right.
Well, the world is changing, but circumstances change, but you shouldn't change.
You know,
does that make sense? Your value should never change. If your values are strong, just because situations change doesn't mean you have to change your values.
In fact, if I may invoke Billy Graham for a minute, he said the next great revival will happen in the workplace. We see it as our job to set up students to be critically competent so that they can go and be influencers in that workplace for the things that make this nation great. One nation under God, Christian university, that appreciates law-abiding, hard-working people. And we are sending students into that space to be game changers.
Yep, absolutely. And I just want to, before we finish up here, share how that, how the community of Reading and the community at large can support our students in their meeting their, you know, higher education dreams, but answering the question, what's next? And it is, you know, a lot of our students are going to be looking for jobs.
Okay.
That's right.
We'd like to thank Dr. Norm Hall and Roy Melendez here, who's in charge of advancement for students. I cut you short 45 seconds because I wanted to remind everybody this is Election Day.
That's
this
right.
is your time to get off your duff and vote. We had a city council. We had a city council race that was settled by 9 votes. Votes. Think
wow.
about it. And I saw someplace else that there was like 50 or, I don't know, maybe it's probably more elections than that, were settled by 1 vote or it was a tie.
Yeah.
So here's your chance. And you're getting, you know, I know you're tired of hearing this, but in Iraq, when the women had that chance to vote for the very first times in their lives, they linked arms, walked down the street singing because they were told they would be killed if they voted. They were blowing up polling places. They were shooting people at polling places. People running for election were being killed. They marched down there. They voted. They got this mark of honor, which was that purple finger, dipping their finger in the purple ink, showed that they had voted. And if you think about that, and here we are, and probably the greatest country in the world. It's peaceful. It's a beautiful day. You can still vote today, my friends. Go
vote
down
America.
There and vote.
Vote, America.
And vote. Yes. I don't care how you vote. Just vote. Let your voice be heard.
That's right.
And then tomorrow morning, even though we're not going to know all the results, we will know our state results, though, and we can talk about that.
That's right.
And we can know a few other things and some of the other elections like this, but we can at least talk about what happened today and tonight with our presidential election. So everybody, get out and vote. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Thanks,
You're
Carl.
You're a good guy if you vote.
That's right.
Thanks, Carl.
God bless you.